Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But can it stay the greatest nation on God's green earth when so many Americans believe democracy is in peril? This is being discussed everywhere. The idea that somehow on January 6th we will see that our democracy has collapsed or is about to collapse or is collapsing or is retreating or is destroyed. By the way, I don't believe any of that. I think it's groundless. And I think, frankly, it's a cheap political stunt, largely on the part of people on the left, to try to allow them to explain away what is very likely to be a very decisive Democratic defeat in those midterm elections. By the way, another congressman, Democratic congressman named Bobby Rush in Chicago, he became the 24th member of the Democratic caucus in the House to say, never mind, I'm not running. He's gone home. He says he wants to devote himself more to his ministry. He, by the way, is famous for having defeated Barack Obama in Barack Obama's first election. He was running for Congress for Bobby Rush's seat, and Bobby Rush, a former Black Panther, and basically that race was supposed to be the Panther versus the Professor. Well, guess what? The Panther won that one, but he's now leaving Congress. The odds of the Democrats winning and holding on to their very, very narrow control of the House of Representatives are very small. But does anyone out there really believe that the Democrats leaving control of the House of Representatives, that Nancy Pelosi, presumably going home to San Francisco, who knows, she might continue in Congress as the minority leader, but look, she will be the minority leader. Does that mean the end of democracy or a threat to democracy? If so, why? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And again, if you want to offer some kind of perspective, some kind of scenario whereby democracy is going to end and be undermined, and look, I know people are very nervous about another Trump race for presidency and what that might mean. And by the way, it's not just Democrats who are nervous about that. People are. There's a big new poll at Axios where it says, what do Americans fear most in 2022? And they asked one of the things, what word do you want to hear less in 2022? And the two words that people want to hear less of in 2022 are COVID and Trump. Okay, there's this fear of democracy. There's a brand new poll that is out from USA Today, Suffolk University, and it says that Americans say democracy is in peril, but disagree on why. More than 8 in 10 registered voters in a new poll are worried about the future of American democracy. The survey conducted by USA Today and Suffolk University found that 83% of registered voters polled were very or somewhat worried about the future of America's democracy. The clash over what happened and why last January 6th underscores how unsettled the political landscape remains, even as prayer vigils and news conferences commemorate the anniversary of the violent protest that failed to prevent the official certification of the 2020 presidential election. Across partisan lines, more than 8 in 10 Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all said they are worried about the future of America's democracy. Okay, folks out there, that 80% of everybody, what part are you worried about? And people, I know there are a lot of people on the Republican side who are worried about voter fraud. I was just reading about a new study from AP that they spent several months trying to do after the election, looking for fraudulent ballots. Looking for ballots that appear to have been cast for dead people. They found 457 nationwide. 150 million voters, 457, not 457,000, 457 fraudulent ballots. I know sometimes it's hard to find vote fraud, but really? This is what you're afraid of about democracy? They disagree, voters, people in this survey, on whether the January 6th mob represented an effort to undermine democracy or to fix it. First of all, how do you fix democracy by behaving the way the demonstrators did? I think that both sides are cuckoo on this, frankly. I mean, really cuckoo. The idea that this was an insurrection and that there was carefully laid out plans and, at first of all, they didn't have any clue of what they were doing. There was no organized plot, no evidence of an organized plot. There was a tremendous level of incompetence and dereliction of duty by the President of the United States that contributed to it. But the idea that we were so close to losing our democracy, how was that going to happen? And then again, when people are talking about losing your democracy, it's not only that the people on January 6th weren't going to cause the loss of democracy, the notion that they were going to fix it somehow presumes that our democracy was not functioning. We had a very successful election. Not everybody who should have won, won. But for goodness sake, the election was not shrouded in controversy by any real stretch of the imagination. There has been huge numbers of legal challenges to votes and voting procedures. And it's all, by the way, the most important thing is, and this is part of what bothers me so much about this we're losing our democracy mantra, is what bothers me about it is this election was remarkable. We had the highest percentage turnout. People were excited about the election. Yes, they were very worried about Joe Biden. Yes, they were very worried about Donald Trump, but they came out and voted. Highest black turnout, highest white turnout, highest turnout period since when? Since 1908. And back in 1908, it was easier to get high turnouts because there are so many fewer people who were eligible to vote. For instance, only males in most states. There's another poll, a new NPR Ipsos poll that shows that 64% of Americans believe U.S. democracy is in crisis and at risk of failing. That's so sad. That sentiment is felt most acutely by Republicans. Two-thirds of GOP respondents agree with the verifiably false claim that voter fraud helped Joe Biden win the 2020 election. A key pillar, they say, of the big lie that the election was stolen from former President Donald Trump. Okay. Let's assume that on Thursday that the very worst happens. What is the very worst that can happen this Thursday? I mean, the very worst that can happen is that Trump will do his event at Mar-a-Lago. There will be other demonstrations at other places across the country. We will go to a little bit of what people expect. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, again, conservative newspaper, threats grow ahead of riot's anniversary. Law enforcement intelligence agencies are grappling with online chatter promoting violence, along with threats against lawmakers. So what are we actually looking at for this coming Thursday? We'll get to that and get to your calls if you're part of the Democracy is in Trouble Brigade. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, poll after poll after poll showing that people are worried about the survival of our democracy. What does that mean? What are people worried about? I mean, right now we're coming up to a big and very consequential midterm election. Does anyone believe that that election is not going to happen? It's not going to be fair, that it's rigged. See, part of the difficulty here has been that the media have been playing up to this so much. I mean, given all of these different polls that all have the same result, that people are worried about the destruction of democracy, the old media line seems to be applying, is that the best way you get people to tune in is to scare them. You scare them about global warming. You scare them about climate change, you should say. You scare them about a coming civil war. You scare them about the death of democracy. You scare them about voter fraud. You scare them about voter suppression if you're a Democrat. But basically, can we just open up our eyes and look around? And honest to God, what is it that is so beyond belief terrible that people believe that after having survived a truly devastating civil war, after having survived all kinds of dubious leadership in terms of competence, our institutions work pretty well? Do people believe it will be the end of democracy if the Supreme Court pulls back a little bit on Roe v. Wade and gives the states more right to regulate abortion? No, that's not a defeat of democracy. That's a victory for democracy. It's saying we are not going to decide this very controversial issue for every single state with 9 individuals appointed for life, not accountable to anybody. We are going to, and by the way, is it possible that we will enter a period of some fairly spirited politics around the abortion issue in 50 different state battles? I don't really think it's going to be that bitter, because the states that are pro-choice, many of them had actually legalized abortion before Roe v. Wade. So when they actually reinterpret Roe v. Wade to allow more regulation of abortion, it's not going to make any difference. California was already legal. Legalized abortion already existed. It did in Washington State. It did in New York. And again, the horror that people have, and this is the one thing that bothers me most about these surveys and about the death of democracy idea. The CBS News poll, a year after January 6th, violence still seen as threatening the U.S. democracy, and some say force can be justified. Another thing that they decided to ask about in the polls, do people really understand that when they say force can be justified against the government? What they're thinking about there is a situation where literally the government comes into your home and steals your children, or steals your guns, or steals something. They're talking about situations that aren't real, that are nightmares, that are science fiction. And that's part of the ridiculous thing here. ABC Ipsos poll finds an overwhelming majority, 72% of Americans, believe the people involved in the attack on the Capitol were threatening democracy. Well, 1 in 4 Americans believes that the individuals involved were protecting democracy. Really? Uh-huh. Broken down by party identification, Democrats are nearly unanimous, 96%, believing that those involved in the attacks were threatening democracy. Republicans are more split, and this is shocking. 45% saying, yes, it was a threat. Now, given the fact you're talking about Republicans, people who voted for Trump, presumably, and most Republicans did, that 45% thought it was a threat to democracy, and 52% saying those involved in the riot were protecting democracy. How is this protecting democracy? How does getting people to march into the Capitol building without a plan, basically just chanting, hang Mike Pence, and fight for Trump, if you look at the video. And by the way, they've now posted, the FBI has posted a total of 17 hours of video from that day. And for people who say, no, no, it wasn't violent, some of the video that they posted, the FBI government site, that they posted on that site, has to have a warning with it because it's so disturbing and violent and, yes, occasionally gruesome. The idea that basically where we are now is a threat to democracy, this is one of the points that Gerard Baker makes in an outstanding piece today in the Wall Street Journal. The title above the piece is "To Save America, the GOP First Has to Save Itself." And I think he's right about this. He says the country's future won't be secured by shrill appeals to partisanship or by owning your opponent. It's true that thanks to the extremism and ineptitude of the Democrats, Republicans have a historic opportunity to redeem the nation. But to convert a mere electoral victory in midterms into genuine progress toward a national regeneration will require persuasion, especially of a large number of Americans with grave doubts about the modern Republican Party. That's an important acknowledgement. Baker, of course, has been a very strong supporter of President Trump and the modern Republican Party. He goes on to say that for these critiques of progressive hypocrisy, which are going to be at the center of the Republican campaign coming up this year, for those critiques to have force, conservatives have an obligation to examine the beam in their own eye, the continuing legacy of an election defeat they refuse to accept. Some of the hand-wringing about the state of the Republican Party is overwrought, just as some of the concerns conservatives have about the election are reasonable. The idea that states seeking to protect the integrity of the electoral process represent a coup d'etat is absurd. The party's progress in 2021 suggests the left is wrong to characterize the Republican Party as a mere personality cult. But in the first week of this year, we look backward as well as forward to the violent attempt a year ago to overturn the result of the presidential election. The January 6th riot was a disgrace, as the riots of the previous summer were a disgrace, and continued attempts by many Republicans to play it down, ignore it, or even pretend it didn't really happen are a lingering cloud over the right's own claim to the democratic process. We will be right back at what this means for the immediate future.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The feds are trying to sort out a traffic nightmare in Virginia. Thousands of travelers have been stuck on Interstate 95 since yesterday when a powerful winter storm slammed the area. A busy stretch of freeway is still closed through the Fredericksburg area south of Washington, D.C., with no word on when it will reopen. Some traffic is starting to move just north of Fredericksburg, although very slowly. The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Another poll. Boy, we are being deluged with them. This one from CBS News YouGov. And it basically asks how people feel about the other side. How do you feel about Republicans if you're on the left? How do you feel about Democrats if you're on the right? And it's pretty darn depressing because basically it says that about half, and in some cases more than half, of people who are one party, they're given a choice. Do you think that the other party, you think of them as political opponents, or do you think of them as enemies? And most people think of them as enemies. And it's Republicans felt the same way about Democrats. They felt that Democrats, 48% thought they were political opponents, 52% thought they were enemies. And this is very sad. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, was showing that Hillsdale background by recording the very end of Abraham Lincoln, first Republican president, of Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address. And what he said is, in your hands, my dissatisfied fellow countrymen, meaning the people who wanted to leave the country and not in mine, is the momentous issue of civil war. The government will not assail you. You can have no conflict without being yourselves the aggressors. You have no oath registered in heaven to destroy the government, while I shall have the most solemn oath to preserve, protect, and defend it. This, of course, moments before he took the oath of office. He then concludes, he says, I am loath to close. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature. Maybe this is a pretty good time for the better angels of our nature. Let's go to Yehuda in New York City. Okay. We'll go to Steve in Gig Harbor. Steve, you're on the MedVet Show.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you. I'm not here to attack your positions. I just need you to take another look at why so many people were upset on January 6th and why so many people left or right of center are still upset. It's not a question that we found 452 examples where somebody voted his dead wife's ballot and so on and so forth. That's nothing. It's meaningless. What people are upset about was that Nevada flooded their state with mail-in ballots and then lowered the signature match for verification from like 80% requirement to 20%. And then you've got the governor and secretary of state of Pennsylvania overriding the state legislature's requirements for voting by extending the date and also permitting mail-in ballots where perhaps they shouldn't have been. And there are countless examples that go on like that. And that's why people felt they never got fair answers to that. One last case where some of these issues were brought to the courts prior to the election, and the courts or the judge would tell them, no, we can't look into this now. Wait until the election. Then you may have something to bring to us. And in a number of instances, that's what happened. And then those same folks or groups were told, well, the election's over, and this is the way it is, and you're too late to bring in your case.
None of the cases were dismissed. There are about 60 cases that were brought, a lot of them by Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and whole groups of people, and with literally spending tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in legal bills and legal challenges. And do you know how many? There were 63 legal challenges to votes in contested states. Do you know how many of them were won by the...
Yeah, I know you're going to tell me virtually none of them, and in those cases,
one.
Perhaps
there
that's
was one.
Fair and correct. But you have to, if you look back into it, you'll find that many were turned down and not even allowed to be brought into
the... Here's the point. Do you believe that Bill Barr, the Attorney General, is an honorable man? He was Attorney General.
Without doubt, absolutely. Yes, completely.
Do you know that he said that he looked at it, there was no credible evidence of fraud anywhere across the country? Because the Justice Department can prosecute that, and should. Of course it should. But Bill Barr, that's one of the reasons that Bill Barr was driven out from his position as Attorney General. We didn't have a functioning Attorney General at the time of January 6th, which was another problem. But the question I would ask you, and in the same spirit that you were asking me a question, and Steve, honestly, I'll give you a chance to express an answer. How do you think the march on the Capitol and then the sacking of the Capitol and the riot, how could that possibly have helped the situation that you're concerned about now? A situation where we have an election, the sitting president participates in the election, he says beforehand he thinks it's going to be rigged, but he had said that last time too. What would the right outcome have been for the response to January 6th?
Well, you know, this is very complex, but I would say some of the issues that I brought out were not treated properly to the satisfaction of enough of the people who at least went to that rally, not the ones that went in to the Capitol, but went to the rally in support of their displeasure and unhappiness and feeling that they didn't have a fair election. And that still goes through the minds of many of those people.
But why would those people assume that they knew better about the fairness of the election than the Attorney General of the United States, Trump Republican?
Yeah, we can let this point go because we can't come to a conclusion on it. I feel and
why not? Why is it helpful to be going over this now? How does it help the Republican Party?
No, it's a shame. And all they can do is go forward and try to make things better in the future. One other thing. You'll remember that in certain Democratic precincts, Republican observers were made to watch from a mile away. That's, you know, tongue-in-cheek. And they stopped also, the Democrats' control stopped the counting at a certain time and then resumed at other times. All of these things, Michael, the list would probably go to 20 or 30 items.
Okay, they were all brought up and all thrown out of court. And a lot of this is simply untrue. That thing about the lost ballots in Fulton County that were in a big box, it's just not true, which is why if you look at people who are not completely drunk, and I don't think you are, but I mean drunk on this toxic lie about the election being stolen, it wasn't even that close. I mean, one of the states that they were contesting, Pennsylvania, it was 80,000 votes. In Michigan, it was 130,000, I believe. But the idea that it was 7.3 million votes nationwide, the idea that this is somehow a government that is not elected or supported by a majority of the people nationwide, it's not true. It's not supported now because of his performance, but that's a different matter. Cut my back.
Thanks for taking my call. You're the most brilliant radio talk host in America today.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Michael Medved Show, yes, there is a lot of feeling all across the country, and it's on all sides of the political divide. That's terrible political divide where we now apparently view each other as enemies. The majority of Republicans think of Democrats as enemies. The majority of Democrats think of Republicans as enemies. This is one of the reasons, and I'll get your calls in just a moment, but Gerard Baker, who's a wonderful writer and has been very supportive throughout the Trump presidency of President Trump, and actually has a powerful column that I think every Republican ought to read, every American, frankly. But what he says here is, in the column, he says the January 6th riot was a disgrace, as the riots of the previous summer were a disgrace. And continued attempts by many Republicans to play it down, to ignore it, or even to pretend it didn't really happen are a lingering cloud over the right's own claims to the democratic process. It's important, he writes, to say again that those primarily responsible for it, meaning the riot, are not the ragtag of misguided individuals caught up in a protest, the cast of character actors who seemed to think they were living out some fantasy flick, or even the apparently small cabal of genuine insurrectionists. The primary responsibility lies with the man, the president, who armed them with the false information, the allegations of a stolen election that led them to the Capitol in the first place. There's a perilous irony here, he writes, for conservatives and America itself. Despite the hyperbolic denunciation of conservatives in the media last year, signaled loud and clear that the country has ever needed more urgently a conservative reassertion of American values and ideals, a true return to the policies that can redeem the nation and begin its rebirth. I think it's powerful and true. Let us go to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Mr. Medved, if you don't think democracy is dying, if you don't think democracy is damaged, then you must really think the earth is flat. And let me explain to you real quick. We used to compete with governments. Russia and the U.S. used to compete with government. But the great, I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to say the great Ronald Reagan has won that democracy war. But as you can see right now, when it comes to elections all over the world, democracy is damaged not only in the U.S., but all over the world. Look at what you just mentioned. Look what Turkey, the president of Turkey, is doing. Democracy is damaged all over the world, including the U.S. When you look at the Paris Accord, when you look at the Iran, the Iranian deal, you know, one person, one president will come in from Obama and then to the next, Trump will take it away. They don't think that the Trump has took away the Paris Accord. They're saying that the U.S. has took away, has left the U.S. The Paris Accord. So when you think about
can I just stop you for a moment there, Sid? President Biden has rejoined the Paris Accords, and certainly his aim is to do so fully. And the whole idea of democracy, and let me just get to this, and I will let you continue, because you're right about Turkey. Turkey is very grim, and it's very depressing. There are other countries in the world where democracy is in retreat, but not many. The most important countries in the world are major allies. Democracy is robust. They're going to have a barn burner of a complicated election in France. No one has taken over one party or another. And the point here is, what does democracy mean? It means that the government represents the will of the people. And when you say, for instance, that we were taken out of the Iran deal, the polling at the time showed Americans overwhelmingly wanted to be out of the Iran deal. And there's no reason to believe, for instance, the Paris Accords. I think there was a majority of people who wanted to join the Paris Accords when President Obama got us into them. But when President Trump took us out, a majority went along with that. So these are not good examples of somehow discarding the will of the people. Can you think of some example where basically our leaders are just ignoring the public will?
Well, let's say that the will of the people does not count when it comes to the Paris Accord and the Iranian deal. It's got to do with the president, period. We already elected a president to do something for us, and he did it. He put in the Paris Accord. Another president came and took it away. When you have a dictatorship, that does not happen. We're supposed to be an example of democracy.
Well, but the point here is, Sid, it matters who you elect as president. And President Trump didn't surprise people by getting us out of the Iran Accords, the Iran deal. He said in the campaign he was going to do it, and that was one of the promises he kept.
Let me also add, Michael, what happened is something would have happened to Nancy Pelosi or any congressman during that January 6th last year thing. You know? This the last administration, let me also ask, what happened if Trump loses again? Would the same thing happen? He trying to run again? What happened? Does he have to win this time? I am so confused. Democracy is dying, and you need to take hold of that and let everybody know that we need to do something, especially your party. Your party.
I agree. I was just reading about that. I think Republicans have to speak up in behalf of democracy, in behalf of our electoral processes. There's a conservative named Yuval Levin, who's at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and he just wrote a piece about balloting. And this is a problem for people like Stacey Abrams in your state and for people like President Trump and many of his followers. Our elections work. They do. And the one sign that they work is we just had an election where the Democrats won a pretty comfortable victory. They took the Senate. They took the House. They won the presidency decisively. And they're about to lose. That's what a democracy does. In other words, if you're worried about the death of democracy, then you're worried about one faction or one individual or one movement taking over and not giving people the opportunity to change. We don't have that in America. We have a, what we have is actually a very dramatic demonstration of things going from one to the other and back and forth. It's almost a pendulum swing. But that's an indication that democracy is working, not that it's broken.
I think that, what's the name, even President Putin, the Chinese president, all of our enemies have pointed out to that January 6th that democracy does not work. All of them. You know,
I think they're wrong, and those people are our enemies, by the way, in a way that I don't believe the Democrats are. Look, do I defend January 6th? It is indefensible. And the president's conduct, which he's going to attempt to defend 2 days from now on Thursday when we have the anniversary of January 6th, it's indefensible. But the idea that we had this terrible event and then now we have a functioning kind of administration coming forward and we're about to have a spirited election that I hope will be about big things and not just about personalities. With all of that going on, I would just encourage you, Sid. We had a huge turnout in the last election, huge turnout of Democrats, huge turnout of Republicans. I think we're going to have the same thing again. And maybe, just maybe, the side that actually offers to work together with the other side and then follow through on that, which was one of the reasons that Biden won the election, I believe, and one of the biggest disappointments, in fact, by far the biggest disappointment, has been the inability to even work within his own party and to unite Democrats. I appreciate your call, and just keep being involved. And anyone who gives up on America or gives up on American democracy is simply blind to the liberty that we're enjoying in this very conversation. It's the kind of liberty and discussion and chance to choose which direction you want to go in, just chance to fix what's wrong, to talk about what's wrong. That's all part of the many, many blessings of life and a future in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.